Hello and welcome to the Lisa.fm 3-Minute Book Club, where we bring you compelling book reviews in 3 minutes or less. Our theme here is presenting books that can help awaken your consciousness to help you find out who you really are. Now, that might sound a little woo-woo. Who am I? You know, do I know who I am? Well, I think that as the Earth wakes up with Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth and his best-selling books on awakening consciousness, we're really realizing that there's more to us than the body and our personality here on Earth. And as Eckhart Tolle says, it's all about being more of the being and less human. Us humans want to use our minds and rationalize or think everything, which if we can just get the vibe of feeling and feeling our way through life and what feels good and what doesn't feel good, if we just listen to that inner voice a little more, we could be creating much more happier and fulfilling lives for ourselves. So in The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent, Living the Art of Allowing, Esther and Jerry Hicks talk about our emotional guidance system. And our emotional guidance system is the way we feel about anything in life. And they suggest that the key to creating the life you want and achieving your goals comes when you get your feelings and emotions in line with being able to achieve your goals. For instance, you might say you want to be a millionaire, but if every time, like for instance, if you're doing these affirmations as other people suggest, well, just say I am a millionaire a million times and you'll become a millionaire. If you're saying the affirmations and you don't really believe it, then it's not going to happen for you. But if you can use your emotional guidance system and your feelings and emotions to feel what it's like to be a millionaire, then you can start guiding your destiny in such a way. So maybe you can't imagine what it's like to be a millionaire, but if you go through your life each day and acknowledge everywhere, wow, I pay my bills easily and effortlessly. Every time you write a check, thanking and acknowledging every time you pay a bill and you're able to do it. And just imagine the wealth that you're feeling in your life in order to bring more wealth in. So it's all about feeling your way into a better place. In fact, they suggest in this book that the better you feel, the more you are allowing your connection to your source. So we're all tapped into, whether it's God, whatever source you're tapped into, the better you're feeling as you go through your day, the more connected you are with source. The worse you feel, the less you are allowing your connection to your source. So if you get in your mind too much and you're thinking it too much, then you're not allowing things to happen. So it's all about the way you feel. And they actually have a scale of emotions on page 90 of this book. And the scale of emotions in the basement is fear, grief, depression, despair, and powerlessness. And then there's insecurity, guilt, unworthiness. Then you start moving up on the scale, believe it or not, to jealousy or anger or revenge. But the top, the number one emotion that you, where you want to be feeling, is joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, and appreciation. Appreciation, which is so easy. If you can just start appreciating the little things in life, that you got to work on time, that someone helped you out. If it's really in noticing the good things that are coming your way that are going to allow more good things to come into your life. Because as the Hicks say it, if you don't acknowledge with gratitude what you like, the universe doesn't know what you like. So they'll keep sending you more of what's going on in your head. And if you're thinking things in your head that aren't good, you're going to keep getting more of that. So it's all about feeling your way to the next best emotion. And say you're feeling pessimistic. Well, they don't expect you to jump to joy right from there. But if you can go from not, you know, being pessimistic to maybe hopefulness, or feeling optimistic, that's a couple of rungs up the ladder. So it's all about feeling your way into the life you wish to create. And that's what it talks about in this book. So the key to achieving your goals when you're practicing the amazing power of deliberate intent is to not go from the basement to the roof. It's what you believe, because you need to believe it in order to achieve it. You need to be able to jump on the merry-go-round or jump on the wheel at some point. So you've got to figure out what the most believable thing is in order that's heading you towards your goal. So if you want to be a millionaire, you're not working, imagine yourself picking up some part-time work or whatever you can imagine yourself creating in your life. Start with that and take baby steps toward your goal. As you get a little work, then you get a little more work. Or say a relationship. You're looking for a relationship while you haven't dated. Get out there and just start to date. And if you, even if you date and you're only going on single dates, look at it rather than saying, well, I didn't meet the man of my dreams, I'm done. Look at it as, I'm going out on dates, I'm meeting interesting people, I'm practicing going out on dates, and I'm imagining, you know, going out on these dates, now I can imagine moving toward a relationship. So it's all about taking the steps you need to get to your goal versus wanting this big, huge dream to happen and for it to happen all at once. So the amazing power of deliberate intent, just one of the many amazing books from Esther and Jerry Hicks. And I invite you to check out their website, abraham-hicks.com. They also do some great audio CDs and other things. They even have a free daily affirmation that's really worthwhile. And watch for their new book coming out on prosperity. This is the Lisa.fm 3-Minute Book Club. I have to time myself to see how we did on our very first round. And if you're listening to us on the Facebook widget, the Lisa.fm player, we welcome you. I'm Lisa Osborne. Intend to make it a great day. This is Lisa.fm.